Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN Sports. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In high school district baseball, semifinal action Friday in Class 3A, it was Glenwood downing Atlantic in 9 innings by a score of 6-5. Elsewhere, Carroll beat Denison Schleswig 7-6. Creston doubled up on Winterset 8-4, and it was Harlan over Greene County 3-0. In the Class 4A semis, Council Bluffs TJ was a 3-2 winner over Ankeny. Norwalk doubled up on Lewis Central 4-2. It was Waukee over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 10-0 in 5 innings. Today's district baseball schedule is as follows. All of these games getting underway at 7 p.m. In the Class 1A finals, it's Underwood taking on Logan Magnolia at AHST in Avoca. Coon Rapids Baird will play against Earlham at CRB. It'll be Fremont Mills taking on Lennox at Essex. And in a 2A final, it'll be Maple Valley Anthonoto versus Ridgeview at Kemper Catholic. And Council Bluffs St. Albert takes on Trainer at Trainer. In Major League Baseball action, interleague play Friday, it was the Yankees beating Cincinnati 4-3. Over in the National League, St. Louis Cardinals down the Dodgers 3-2. It was Arizona over the Cubs 5-4. New York Mets beating San Diego 5-4. Also in the NL, it was Pittsburgh doubling up on Colorado 4-2. Milwaukee beat Washington 4-2. San Francisco was a 9-1 winner over Miami. And Atlanta beat Philadelphia 6-4. In American League action, it was Boston beating Kansas City 5-4. Texas was a 5-1 winner over Toronto. Cleveland 9-3 over Detroit. The White Sox beat Houston 3-2. Tampa Bay was a 6-2 winner over Minnesota. Oakland beat Baltimore 5-4. And the LA Angels defeated Seattle in a 16-inning slugfest 3-2. A long game for those folks. Well, St. Louis Cardinals ace Adam Wainwright is taking the blame for the flap that ensued after he said he served up pitches to Derek Jeter during the All-Star game. The 12-game winner spent part of Friday explaining his comments after the retiring Yankees shortstop doubled off him in the first inning on Tuesday. Wainwright said he made a poor choice of words and accepted responsibility for the resulting furor he said was fueled by the Twitterverse. Cardinals manager Mike Matheny thought Wainwright might be more guarded in the future, but the right-hander says he doesn't plan on changing. Wainwright is getting extra time off after the break and is skipping the Dodgers series this weekend. He's likely to pitch Tuesday against Tampa Bay. He entered Friday second in the National League with 138 innings, first with a 1.83 ERA, and tied for the lead in wins. Tony Stewart was back in a sprint car on Friday night, the same series he raced in when he broke two bones in his right leg. It's not known if this is Stewart's first sprint car race this season because he didn't announce when he'd compete. Stewart is available because the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series is off this weekend. Stewart's runs were posted on Facebook and Twitter. Dirt track star Dustin Daggett tweeted a photo of Stewart's number 14 car at Tri-City Motor Speedway in Auburn, Michigan. Daggett also tweeted, "Race hard in heat against Tony Stewart, but we got him now for the future." Stewart crashed last year at the Southern Iowa Speedway in Oskaloosa, where he flipped his 360-winged sprint car while leading with five laps remaining in the 30-lap feature. He missed the final 15 Cup races last year after breaking his leg in two places. Stewart posted several pictures to his new Twitter account in May of a car that he drove for a test session. He also posted that a car had safety improvements to the torque tube to prevent an injury such as the one that he suffered. In golf, Rory McIlroy got off to a shaky start in the third round of the British Open, which switched to an unprecedented 2-tee start because of the threat of nasty weather. McIlroy bogeyed the first hole this morning, unable to get up and down from one of those treacherous pot bunkers. Dustin Johnson, playing in the final group of the leader, stuck his approach to about 5 feet and made the birdie. And just like that, McIlroy's four-stroke lead at the start of the round was halved. Early on, there are plenty of low scores on a damp day at Royal Liverpool, which was defenseless with only light rain and little wind. Tiger Woods started on the 10th hole and birdied his first two holes. Darren Clark reeled off four straight birdies. In LPG action, Laura Diaz remains the leader through two rounds of the Marathon Classic in Ohio, three shots ahead of Lydia Ko and Leanne Pace. Diaz had four birdies down the stretch for a 2-under-69 and an 11-under total. She's seeking her first LPGA victory since 2002. The 17-year-old Ko shot her second straight 67 as she bid for a second LPGA Tour title as a pro to go with the two that she won as an amateur. That is a check of sports for this hour on KJAN. Sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.